Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every weekday evening at 6:30, 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And this show is to give you a little brief runaround on it. This show is a politically incorrect show. We aim to present honest discernment. We aim to function on a critical thinking basis. We aim to get at the facts, get at the truth, and anything but anything else is a waste of time and clouds our thinking, which is already sufficiently clouded politically by media forces to make fools of us effectively, which often happens. Second, I'm a Christian, and I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And also, I adhere to the creedal affirmations of the Church, Athanasian, Apostles, and Nicene Creed. And if I read a book, it'll be a good book like St. Thomas Aquinas or Pascal or Albert Schweitzer or T.S. Eliot or G.K. Chesterton or anybody who adheres to Christian thinking, in my opinion, are on the right track in life. That is the track I choose to move on. Third, I run two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog talk radio show. And the podcast show has been visited by over 4,300 people from 78 countries. And the blog talk radio show also has been visited by many people from many countries, including Bangladesh, India, Malaysia, Japan, India, Pakistan, etc. And both of these shows have been visited by our dear Muslim neighbors and our neighbors in mainland China, as well as many other countries. I also I'm a writer. I've written 10 books. I'm just completed a book on the Psalms, and I'm working on a book on the sayings of Christ and the four Gospels. And I've written three widely bought Christian books, essays in a Christian worldview, essays on faith, culture, politics, and philosophy, and a book on the parables. And these books have sold well, and the book on the parables analyzes the 41 parables in the Gospels. And these parables are placed on my website, social media, as well as academia.edu, as well as the sayings of Christ, which I also am placing and interpreting on my website and on social media, and also is available on academia.edu. So that's about what I've been doing these days, ladies and gentlemen. I could fill you in more, but this show is not about myself. This show handles issues, literary matters, English literature, American literature. We handle literature, and we also handle current events in politics, and we also handle other matters such as in theology and in biblical revelation in the Bible, biblical interpretation. These are matters I have a law degree, a JD degree, as well as a MDiv degree in biblical languages from Princeton Theological Seminary, and two international law certificates from Hague in the Netherlands and from Strasbourg, France. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we will be talking about something people don't want to know about. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to think about it. But it is a reality in the Christian dogmatic system. That is the matter of that we believe, and we are told, specifically in Matthew 25, 31 to 46, of the Last Judgment. Now, in our modern society, people are they want to be seen as tolerant. They want to be seen as kind and loving. And therefore, there's a disinclination to make a judgment. But on the other hand, Jesus tells us that not only is there a judgment, there will be a last judgment. So let me talk about this chapter in Matthew 25, 31 to 46. In the parable, Jesus says that when he comes back in glory with the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all nations. And he will separate them as a shepherd. She separates the sheep from the goats and places the sheep on his right hand and the goats on the left. And so he's going to gather, he says, Jesus says, he's going to return and gather with the angels. He will gather all the nations, and he will separate them, as he says, from the sheep and the goats. Then the king will say to those on his right, come and inherit the kingdom. And then it's very significant what he says here, the basis for this judgment. He says, the king will say to those on his right, come and inherit the kingdom, for I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. And then, so what are you saying here? That the people that will be saved will be the people that fed the hungry and slayed people's thirst and gave them a drink, and as a stranger took them in, and was naked and you clothed me, I was sick and you visited me, I was in prison and you came to me. And then people don't quite understand this saying, because they follow the sentences that the righteous will answer Christ, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty, or give you a drink? When did we see you as a stranger or naked or clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer, and Jesus' answer is, what you do for the least of these, you do to me. That's really the key here. Jesus says the judgment will be based on your behavior, your ethics, your morality, your mercy, your love for other people. And he says that those people will inherit the kingdom who fed him, who gave him a drink when he was thirsty, and he was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. And then they follow these sentences. Christ then is questioned, when do we see you all these things? And the king, and the answer is that what you do to the least of people in life, you do to me. And then the king will say to those on his left, depart from me into eternal fire, prepare for the devil and for his angels, for I was hungry and you gave me no food. He says those people did not meet their material needs. If they were hungry, did not give them food. If they were thirsty, did not give them a drink. I was a stranger and you didn't clothe him. And if you were sick and in prison, you did not visit him. And that is the answer Jesus gives to people who say, what are you talking about? And he says, what you do to the least of these in this respect, you do to me. So the real point of this parable in Matthew 25 is there will be a last judgment when Jesus will return, and he will make a judgment on all people and nations, separating the righteous from the evil or the unrighteous, sending to the people who he condemns to, he says, to hell. And then he says there'll be a judgment, and that's bad news for the modern world. But nobody wants to be told they're going to be judged. They want to say they're going to want to think very well of themselves. They're going to think they're smart. They're going to think they've been nice enough. They're going to think that they went to work and really they fulfilled all their obligations. But Jesus says, no, that's not enough. It's how you treat your neighbor, who you love your neighbor as yourself. That is the real issue that he raises here. That's the first point of the parable. There'll be a judgment. The second point is what the criteria for the judgment will be, which will be a judgment on all women, men and women. And the criteria for the judgment will be those persons will be accounted righteous and saved who gave food to the hungry, who gave drink when he was to the thirsty, who welcomed a stranger, clothed people when they were naked, visited them when they were sick, and came to him in prison. That is really what Jesus says here, that it's how you live your life in relation to loving your neighbor that is the basis of the judgment. If you haven't fulfilled that obligation throughout your life, you will be judged accordingly. That is really what he says. And the people will say here, the answer of people here is that they never saw this. Whether they didn't see Jesus as hungry, thirsty, or naked, or sick, or imprisoned, the answer is Christ makes clear. It's not about you doing it personally to me, fulfilling your obligations to me. Jesus says that's not the issue. The issue is how you treat other people, the least of persons in your life, the least significant and impoverished people, whom you see hungry and do not feed them, whom you see thirsty and do not give a drink, whom you do not welcome as a stranger, if you don't clothe them or visit the sick or imprisonment. And Jesus says, if you don't do this for the least of these, you are taking a stab at him. So really, the 2 points of this parable is there will be a last judgment. It's inevitable. Jesus says that he will be the judge, and people in the modern world do not like to be told they will be judged. They probably think, most people like to think very well of themselves. They want to think they're great. They want to think they're wonderful. They want to think they're good. Jesus says, no, he will be the judge. And the judgment will be a judgment that we may not be prepared to understand or grasp. Second thing is the judgment will be an ethical judgment. The judgment is, it will not be on being religious or Christian or going to church. The judgment will be based on your treatment of other people as you live, whether giving them, whether visiting in prison or seeing the sick or providing food to the hungry or drink to the thirsty. So that's really what this is about here. And I really think we all have to give some thought about being told here there will be a judgment, we will be judged, and the judgment will be on who we have, how we have lived our lives and behaved in terms of loving our neighbor as ourselves, and loving your enemy and praying for those who persecute you. Jesus raises the bar ethically and morally very substantially in the Gospels. So we have to understand that there will be a judgment. He is the judge. And the criteria will be how we treated other people in our lives. Did we visit the sick? Did we give them thirst? Did we give them drink? Did we give them food if they were hungry? Did we give them clothes if they were naked? That's the issue. Jesus makes it clear. And I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, you read this chapter of my book on the parables, and which you will find of interest. It's on page 67 to 68 and 69, in which I analyze it's page 68, 69, and 67, in which I handle and interpret the parable of the Last Judgment, found in Matthew 25, 31 to 46. I suggest you read this chapter if you're interested. I don't claim to have all the answers, but I claim to have some interpretations available of the words of Christ, which require our utmost consideration and thought. And this particular parable is found in the Gospel of Matthew 25, 31 to 46. So that's the issue. Jesus defined the issue about being a judge, about being a judgment, and the nature of the judgment, and that nobody will be able to escape his scrutiny. That's really what he says. Everybody will be judged and scrutinized, not for what they say they are, but how they have lived their lives and who they are in terms of morality and ethics. If they pay no attention to other people, then Jesus says their judgment may be quite harsh. I'm not going to be the judge, but Jesus is the judge. He says there'll be a judgment, and the judgment will be a moral judgment, not on religiosity, but on morals and ethics and behavior, and our behavior to our neighbor, and how we have loved him, if we have loved him and been merciful to him and served him. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and I will be talking again tomorrow night.